The hour of 10:15 having arrived, we will call the meeting of the House Tax Committee to order. There is one bill on the agenda for today. We've got some minutes to move when we have a quorum, so we will get going right away here with House File 36, a Garofalo bill. Pet sales exempted from sales taxes. Is the author here? Okay, what I'd like to do for the members. Do we have a quorum? Okay, we're still waiting for a quorum here. As soon as we have a quorum, we will get moving on the bill. But what I'd like to do right now is have House Research. Oh, here comes the author of the bill, House File 36. Representative Garofalo, if you could please be seated, and we will get going on the bill here as soon as we have a quorum. Okay, we do have a quorum. We'll officially call the House Tax Committee to order January 25th, 2011. Minutes are in your packets. Representative Knuth moves the minutes of January 19th. Any discussion on the minutes? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion prevails. We have an announcement to make. This should be in your packets also, that the Tax Committee, well, you can read it. Chair Davids is referring the following bills to Property and Local Tax Division: House File 143, an Anderson bill; House File 155, a Benson J bill; House File 156, a Ward bill. And we're recalling from Property and Local Tax Division House File 106, an Anderson P bill, water used for public safety purposes, tax exemption provided. So we will move those bills to the appropriate areas. Oh, sure. Yeah. There'll be a handout without a name on it. I will take credit for the handout in committee here. And again, members, generally when we have handouts, we need a member's name on them. But when it comes to puppies, we will let the handout go out. So Representative Garofalo moves. Never try enough to touch a puppy. You can't do it, can you? Representative Garofalo moves House File 36 be laid over. It'll be laid over for possible inclusion in the omnibus tax bill. Representative Garofalo, if you could please present your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And first of all, let me just say that this is Milo. And Milo is at the Last Hope shelter in Farmington, or Castle Farmington, right? And Last Hope has a lot of animals that are available for adoption, looking for good families. And Mr. Chairman, I don't want to put any pressure on members of the committee, but you know, if we don't pass this bill, you know, members, if we don't pass this bill, then Milo may not make it. So we have. I'm just kidding. He's fine. He's gonna make it. So no, but how old is Milo?
Milo is 4 months.
Yeah, Milo is 4 months, and he's looking for a good family, and he's very, very excited to be here. But Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, this actually is a serious tax policy. I do want to just clarify one. There's been a couple media reports that the purpose of this bill is to exclude all pet sales from sales tax. That's not what this is. This is a very narrow scope of law, and what happens right now is under our current law, when an animal shelter, it's a 501c3, I believe, when they rescue an animal, spay, neuter it, take care of it, provide food and shelter, they find it a place to be adopted, to go to a good family. And at that time, when they place it, they request a donation from the family. They do not require it, but they are very good, Milo, very nice. They request a donation. And right now, according to our Department of Revenue, these donations are subject to the Minnesota Sales and Use Tax, which doesn't really make a lot of sense, because these are contributions, these are donations. People are writing these off on their Schedule A for itemized charitable contributions. And so this would be a good way to make sure that these shelters are able to keep more of their donations that they're collecting. They provide a very valuable service. We talk about the need for private organizations and charitable organizations coming up to provide these things. They're able to do this instead of government and having animal control officers and things like that. So I have two testifiers with us today who can talk about the importance of this bill and how it's going to help them out. And this is Milo, and then where did little Joey go? And there's little Joey over there who's been collected by the pages. Well, Mr. Chairman, I appreciate the hearing, and we'll move on to our testifier.
Representative Groflo, are there any other charitable contributions in the state that are subject to sales tax?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I would defer to staff on that, but I am not aware of any.
Mr. Michael, are there, or is Ms. Dalton, are you the Mudhounds mm-hmm. puppies? Oh, sales tax. Okay. Are there any other charitable contributions in the state that are taxed, that have a sales tax on them?
Mr. Chair, actually, there are. The one that comes to mind, because I have actually dealt with questions, if, for instance, a business, the one I can think of right off the top of my head is if a furniture company decides to donate furniture to charity, they must pay sales tax on their donation.
I can see another bill coming. Representative Dabney.
Mr. Chair, further question from Ms. Dalton on this charitable donation exemption question. I thought I understood that if I received something of value in exchange for the donation, that I could not then claim the donation as a deduction. And I'm thinking, if I remember correctly, going to the Habitat for Humanity dinner a couple of years ago, big hoo-ha that they do, I think they actually indicate, and I think other nonprofits have indicated, that we're asking you for X donation to attend the event, and Y of that is
tax
cost. Thank you. Tax deductible, so that they're indicating that there's a value that I'm getting out of the dinner, and I can't deduct the value. Can Mr. you help Mike. Me with that?
Mr. Chair, Representative Dabney, yes. Under the income tax rules, the general rule is that you have to have what's called donative intent. There's this old case called Duberstein. The U.S. Supreme Court case, and if you get to the extent that you get a quid pro quo, it's not a donation. The Duberstein case involved a car dealer that, gave a car, and there was obviously a business purpose for it, and it didn't qualify as a result of that. But the Internal Revenue Service has put out guidelines in these instances where you have things like charity auctions or dinners or where organizations give, recognition gifts and that sort of thing to donors. And so there's a procedure under the Internal Revenue Service guidelines that say that the organization then reports the value that has been received in return for the gift, and you can deduct the difference. I guess the question in this case is whether the individual that's adopting the animal is actually, just making a true donation where there's just donative intent, or if they're paying for the animal in effect. And if it's sort of a condition for adopting the animal, in that case it's likely that the requisite charitable or donative intent is not there and they can't deduct it. And in fact, if you look at the bill, it doesn't reach donations per se. It's rather sale as defined under the sales tax. So the presumption is that you're getting something in return for making this payment. Now that may be fuzzy. With the income tax, it's
no pun intended.
Yeah.
Right. With the income tax, it's decided on a case by case basis, and I think in the sales tax, it may be a little bit more of a sort of a presumption. They don't look at intent or anything like that. It just always applies regardless.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you,
Mr. Michael.
Okay, what we'll do, we'll have anyone that would like to testify against the bill, and we'll have those who want to testify for the bill. Is that order okay, Mr. Chair?
Mr. Chairman, if anyone wants to testify against puppies and kitties, I'd be all ears.
Yeah. Is there anyone that wishes to testify against House File 36? Representative Tilbury?
I'm not necessarily, Mr. Chair, trying to go against puppies, as we all know that I did have a puppy mill bill. And I'm just curious if Representative Groffalo would love to sign on to that bill sometime soon.
So Groffalo?
I'm not familiar with the legislation. I don't sign bills unless I read them. So.
Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to testify against the bill? Okay, in the committees I've chaired in the past, Representative Groffalo, that's a pretty good indication that you're looking pretty good here and the testimony should be...
Absolutely, Mr.
But, of course, we want a full hearing vetted on this issue. If you could please introduce your witnesses and we'll hear their testimony.
Good morning. My name is Sandra Shirley, and I want to thank you for inviting us this morning.
Welcome to the committee.
I'm a volunteer with Last Hope Animal Rescue, and with me today is Bev Orr, who is the founder and president of Last Hope. We are a nonprofit animal rescue group. We are in our 27th year of saving unwanted and abandoned animals. As a group, we have rescued many thousands of animals. In 2010 alone, we placed over 1,500 animals in forever homes. We are a unique group in many ways. First of all, we operate with a staff of between 50 and 100 volunteers. We have no paid staff members. Secondly, we receive no government subsidies or funding. We work hard and give freely for the love of our animals. Our animals come from shelters, city and county impounds, reservations, and owners who can no longer care for their pets. I don't need to tell you how tough the economy is. Homeless animals are a product of that tough economy. The animals are not to blame. Leon Orr, who is a board member on our organization, taught me that early on. The animal is never to blame. In 2010, our adoption fees brought in $238,355, which is great, except our veterinary costs were $298,000, a shortfall of almost $60,000. We made up for that shortfall with private donations, garage sales, membership dues. With the economy, our funding sources are slowing down. We've gone out to our partners, our vets, our suppliers, and negotiated lower prices so we can remain solvent and continue to rescue animals. Now we find ourselves here asking your group to do the same. Unfortunately, the adoption fees do not cover the medical expenses, food, and other costs of our rescue efforts. What we're asking for is tax relief, making our group and other rescue groups exempt from sales tax on our adoption fees. When we go into shelters and rescue these animals, they're from impounds across the state, we're saving the municipalities money in the fact that they don't have to euthanize and dispose of the animal, which generally runs about $100 per animal. The tax calculated out of the adoption fees, the tax calculated is out of the adoption fees as opposed to adding the 6.875% to each adoption fee individually. With so many volunteers and record keeping required, it would never work to have each foster calculate the tax on their own. The tax submitted by Last Hope in 2007 was $14,530 to the state of Minnesota. That amount would have vaccinated 1,076 dogs and cats against rabies. In 2008, we gave the state $15,771. That would have fed 43,808 meals to hungry cats. 2009, it was $17,477. We could have spayed 206 dogs. And last year, the $15,300 that we paid in sales tax would have paid one half of the medical bills for 1 month. So I hope you view this positively. Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would wish to testify for the bill that's in the audience? Okay, Representative Loeffler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and Ms. Shealy, I appreciate your work. I'm wondering, though, about the provision in the bill that would actually set the price. And I don't know about the if shelters vary across the strait and how they do this, but this would say that the price can't be more than the reasonable costs that you have incurred for that particular animal related to food, shelter, veterinary costs. And I suspect that there are shelters that for a sweet puppy like Milo might charge just a little bit more than the exact cost of the care of that sweet puppy than they would for an older dog that may only have a couple of years left, may have been picked up in a situation which it needed a lot of veterinary care. And I'm thinking that most nonprofits tend to kind of, you know, be strategic in how they set prices, and whether or not you think for some shelters this might create some hard, this might be going too far in terms of helping, directing how the prices would be set.
Representative Groffler?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, Representative Loeffler, first of all, I'd always be willing to work with you on if you wanted to change the language to make it more comfortable to address that concern. But secondly, I think it's important to just to note that Last Hope and other nonprofits, they're not setting a price. They're simply they're requesting a donation from people. There is no requirement that in exchange for the adoption that the people exchange dollars. So in terms of this language was put in there so to exactly address the concern you're talking about, is that somehow people wouldn't try to create this as a profit center and then have that somehow be given a tax preference over, you know, for-profit businesses. That's specifically why it was put in there. But I'm happy to work with you on any language that would comfort language or otherwise that would address that concern.
Representative Loeffler.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. And the witness said they do have fees that they suggest. And, you know, and I think most people probably honor those. And still, most people, I think, who've gone to shelters and I have, you know, do it out of concern for their mission as well as the benefit of a sweet animal adding to their household. But I do think,
Representative Groffler, please easier. Get the witness under control.
Milo is clearly disturbed by Representative Loeffler's opinions on the matter.
Representative Loeffler.
But I do want those who care for older animals who are harder to place, who have more problems, to not have to feel like now the suggested fee for that older pet is going to make it impossible for that one to be adopted.
I wonder who the next witness is. Representative Drazkowski and Kiffmeyer.
I'll pass, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Representative Kiffmeyer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My question has to do with fiscal note. And when I'm hearing the numbers as far as the cost of this kind of exemption, and so thank you very much for your loving care for the animals, and especially to commend you for your all-volunteer and obviously a very efficient program, so appreciate that. But on the fiscal note, if I'm hearing what you are saying about the amount of sales tax you are sending in, but I see the price tag for the exemption of the sales tax at $306,000, it's just a math situation of hearing what you're actually paying and then the exemption. So there must be an explanation here as to how this all works because they don't seem to quite add up the same way.
Yeah, and, Groffler?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Kiffmeyer, well, I don't want to...
More than one entity, yes.
Right. So
thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Yep, got it.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else who has any questions? Representative Erickson?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The shelter, what kind of budget do you have,
Ms. Shirley,
to operate?
Zero.
So
I mean that truly. We do not have a shelter. We are 100% volunteer based and 100% foster based. When this animal leaves here today, it's going back to the vet. We'll finish his treatment. He will go into a home, be acclimated, and then be put up for adoption. We go to retail establishments on weekends. And we set up our kennels, and people come in. We also advertise on the internet on a couple of free sites for animal rescue.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Erickson.
Thank you. But you do receive donations, correct?
We do.
Ms. Shirley.
And so the donations are used, thank you, Mr. Chair. The donations are used not only for paying sales tax, but also to provide some kind of place, correct?
Ms. Shirley?
For keeping the animals.
The donations are used for food, and to pay the medical expenses. We have no shelter.
No shelter.
There's no building whatsoever. We have a P.O. box.
Oh. Representative Erickson?
No, I'm just a little amazed. That's really volunteer. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I've got one quick question, then we will lay this over unless there's other questions. To Ms. Dalton, let's say I was somebody that had a lot of money, okay, and I really like what Last Hope is doing here. And I go, they've got a nice golden retriever, and I go get the golden retriever. 3 months later, I think, you know, this is a worthy project, and I write them a check for $10,000. Okay? To help
Thank
them
you.
Out. That was $10. Remember, this is a hypothetical.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so I write a check to Last Hope, Inc. of Farmington, Minnesota, $10,000. Do they have to pay sales tax on that donation?
Mr. Chair, no, you wouldn't.
Not me, them.
Mr. Chair, no. There would be no sales tax because at that time there would be nothing of value being exchanged.
But a couple months earlier I got a puppy. Okay, let's say this. I know that puppies are priceless. Let's say I get a puppy. And that day I think, you know, this outfit is really something. And I cut them a check for $10,000. Okay? Do they have to pay sales tax on that $10,000? What's the fair market value of a puppy?
Mr. Chair, if there is someone from revenue here, I would actually rather they answered that question because I'm not sure where they would draw the line and how they would determine that amount.
So it's revenue that's forcing this tax imposed upon puppies.
Well, maybe not.
Is anyone here from the department?
Why don't I hand my load?
Okay, I will. Paul. Sir, if you could please. Any other questions for the witness, Ms. Shirley? Okay, thank you. Just very quickly, and we'll wrap this up and call it a day. But please state your name for the record and who you represent.
My name is Paul Cummings with the Department of Revenue.
Okay, welcome to the committee, sir. You heard the question.
Mr. Chair, I don't know the answer to the question, but I can make sure I get that answer back to you.
If you could, I'd be curious. And the question, again, is I go and adopt Milo, and I'm so impressed with the services they're providing, I cut them a check for $10,000. Do they have to pay sales tax on the $10,000?
We'll find the answer to that and get back to you.
Thank you, sir. Okay, with that, we will lay the bill over. House File 36 will be laid over for possible inclusion in an omnibus tax bill. With that, good government all the time. We are adjourned.